Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is Friday morning, May 17, 2024. And I just have a word of encouragement for you today. It's coming from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 24 through 26. I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version. The sixth day, God said, I command the earth to give life to all kinds of tame animals, wild animals, and reptiles. And that's what happened. God made every one of them. Then he looked at what he had done, and it was good. God said, now we will have to make of humans, and they will be like us. We will let them rule the fish, the birds, and all other living creatures. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word, and may he continue to bless us as we move forward on this day. So the title of the message that I want to leave for you is Be Ever Wonderful, because you are. I want to start off by saying, you can't get to being the new you until you get rid of your old waste management in your life. You can't get to the new that God is trying to take you to with your old luggage. See, the sixth day of the creation, animals that lived on the land, and finally humans, made in the image of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, were created by the seventh day. God finished his work of creation and he rested, and we'll find about that tomorrow, making tomorrow a very holy day. I want you to know that you are uniquely designed. If someone is not feeling you, just know that your Heavenly Father is, because he made you. You are a descendant of the First Lady and the First Man. Amen? Our Heavenly Father created man in his own image, in the image of God created by him, male and female. Adam and Eve were the first man and woman to live on the earth and care for it. As you can hear the song Be Ever Wonderful in the background, it encourages us to embrace our true selves and to maintain our individuality despite what others think and try to influence. The lyrics advises us to be true to who you are. Do you know who you are? And do not allow the world to sway you into whatever beliefs that they have to make them comfortable. Don't try to alter your perceptions. The phrase, be ever wonderful, will serve as a reminder to constantly strive for personal growth and positivity on this day. Amen? It suggests that being wonderful is not a one-time occurrence, but it is a continuous journey. It's about maintaining a positive outlook. It's about maintaining and embracing your unique qualities and living life to the fullest. On this day, this is a major spiritual meaning behind the number six. On this sixth day, it is about balance. It is about embracing self-expression. I want you to pay close attention to how you work through your problems and whether you are cultivating communication to help you overcome and find a peace of mind. Amen? Some people pretend to be on your side, But believe me, they tend to bring you down. That's the tendency. See, society norms grossly try to disrespect and disregard, especially women that are just trying to do God's work, planting and watering. But the word is very constant. It says, touch not my anointed. Now, people do believe in the Bible, even though they don't want to read the Bible. So it tells you, they believe that it challenges, that you should challenge a preacher's views and people that serve God. For example, some people believe that if you raise your voice against a man or a woman of God, you will be cursed, or that you will be judged severely if you touch the servants of God. So be ever wonderful today as you go out. My peace I leave you, not as the world gives. It's a peace, a fruit of the Spirit from the source. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's better than a resource such as medication and substance therapy. Nothing can touch God's peace. No weapon will be formed against you will prosper. Now, it didn't say that weapons won't be formed against you. It says no weapons formed against you will prosper. But let me say it again. The scripture says no weapon formed against you will prosper. Didn't say that weapons won't be formed against you. It just means that the weapons that are formed against you, they won't prosper. So be ever wonderful today. When the armies of the enemy surround me, I will not be afraid. When death calls for me in the midst of war, my soul is confident and unmoved. So when people come out to surround you today and gang up on you, God is telling you not to be afraid. When people want to try to kill you off, in the midst of all the craziness, just stand strong, stand tall against the weak parts of the rope. Pull yourself up in confidence and don't be unmoved, which is a fruit of the Spirit, self-control. Be ever wonderful today. I want you to know that you are a piece of art. The way you look, the way you move, the way you speak, the way you think, each piece of you comes together as a brilliant work of art created from the energies and the elements of the earth itself. Be ever wonderful today on this sixth day of the creation. You are the only you there is. You are the only you there is. You are the only you there is. You were given a combination of mind, a combination of body, a combination of soul that no one else will ever have. Stop trying to copy other people because they are unique in themselves. Your inspirations, your skills, your thoughts, your desires. There is literally no one other person whose combination of these things match you. There may be people that appear more skilled than you at one time or less at another. And that's the beauty of it. Every single one of us has our own unique set, which means that each one of us has the potential to do many things that have never been done. Stop trying to be the same old, same old. Be ever wonderful today on this sixth day of the creation. The best things come from within. The best things come from within. Of course, you're going to be influenced by other people and experiences, and that's okay. I know personally in my life, I've always seemed to be focused more when I have been influenced by energies. And you too, putting a spin on things, putting the stamp of Dawana on things. It's a beautiful thing. But just because I put my stamp on things doesn't mean that your stamp is less. No, your stamp matters. and we can just all blend our stuff together. Remember, God's servants water and they plant. God does the growth. Be ever wonderful today. Your perspective is like no other. The perspective you take in every situation is largely due to the combination of experiences leading up to that very moment. While many, if not most, of your experiences have occurred alongside other people, there is not one person who has shared all of them with you, especially not in the same way. Your experiences are beautiful in their own way, and let us all use our experiences to encourage others to grow. Be ever wonderful today on this sixth day representing the creation. You are a source of inspiration. Just as you look up to others, there are countless other people who do the same to you. Just look around. Don't hold your head down. Hold your head up. Today, I want you to be confident in who you are and be proud of what you create. And always feel free to share those secrets of yours if they may help another person to come up and come out. Be ever wonderful today. Focus on the unique set of qualities that makes you an individual. You are valuable in so many ways. And on this sixth day, may God let you know that you are loved because you are created from the first descendants, Adam and Eve. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And be ever wonderful. Ogunnefa Oluwa. Maji La Rabi. Selah, and until next time.